China has recently resumed purchases of Australian coal. Beijing had banned the imports for a year, but current power shortages in China seem to have left Beijing with few options. NTD's Tiffany Meyer brings us more of the details.
The power shortage has changed many things in China, even Beijing's ban on Australian coal, it seems. Analysts say the coal is starting to make its way to China after the regime unofficially blocked its imports a year ago. Brimer ACM Shipbrokers analyst Nick Ristick tells the Financial Times a handful of Australian cargoes headed into berth last month. He said it's likely that about 450,000 tons of coal was unloaded. China's power crunch comes at a time of surging domestic demand, pushing coal prices to record highs. Australia used to send up to 12 megatons of coal to China each month, according to energy consulting group Wood Mackenzie. They say that number plunged to effectively zero after Beijing's ban last October. China typically imports about 1 megaton of coal per day, so the recent release is not likely to have big impact on the country's needs. A Beijing-based trader told Reuters the shortage could last till the end of heating season, or February or March. Before the ban, Australia was China's second largest supplier, after Indonesia. 60% of the imported Australian coal was for industries like power generation and cement production. 40% was for steel manufacturing. Exports from other key suppliers have reportedly been limited by transportation and weather conditions. A Reuters report says China's coal imports dropped 10% on the year for the first 8 months. But in August, imports soared in tight domestic supplies. That triggered coal price hikes from multiple suppliers. And these soaring prices are estimated to stay steady in the coming months.